Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
Long enough,
And so he's like, he came back a couple weeks later, like, you know what? I'm gonna make sure y'all hold me longer. I need to drop the soap. Allegedly. I'm speculating, but I'm just saying that normal folks, they don't do that. And especially black folks. So either you are cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, which obviously he is, because I said just things that crazy people do. But you have to want to go back to jail. You have to. Because that's the only outcome. But we're going to move on. Shout out to Clay Creation here. My favorite rapper, who loves clowns so much that I had to do this story for him. There's a woman who she in North Carolina, she opened up a door 4:30 when a man in a clown suit and an axe asked her to come outside. Now, hey, you know, if somebody knocks on your door in a clown suit with an axe, my immediate response is to call 911. I guess for some folks, that's you know, they ain't no punk or whatever. Allegedly she knew the guy, but still, if you're in a clown mask with an axe, I'm not opening the door for you. I don't care. We'd be the best of buddies, best of lovers. Don't matter. You in a clown suit with an axe outside my door 4:30 in the morning, 4:30 in the afternoon. It don't matter what the time was, but 4:30 in the morning. Last time I checked, nothing good happens 4:30 in the morning unless it's like it's that real, real good vicious booty call that you was asking for. But clown with an axe doesn't sound like that good booty call. That just sounds like a crazy person with an axe. Yeah, she opened the door. She went outside. Crazy. I don't blame the clown. I blame the lady. You opening up the door for that. Out your damn mind. Whew. But it happens. Crazy folks do crazy things all the time. Like, it's funny. There's this Republican representative, Ann Wagner, who, in the middle of a live TV segment, which she filmed last week during the GOP debate, she's digging in her nose and ate it, allegedly. Like, she just got in there. They have the clip online, so if you're interested, you can go ahead on and look up Ann Wagner, Representative Ann Wagner. You know, do a Google on her. And they have a high-resolution version of the clip. She's up in there, and she goes from the nose to the mouth. It's like, come on, man. I mean, one, you know you're being filmed. So obviously it's something that she does on the regular. It was just second nature to her. Two, she's eating. I mean, I thought that was like a little kid thing. You know, digging. I mean, I understand people going their nose, but eating them, she ate a booger on live TV. Good job, Ann Wagner. You are the one. the Highlander, whatever they want to call it. Because I don't think you can ever, I don't think that one can be topped. Well, it could be topped on live TV, but eating your boogers on TV for the whole world to see, just getting in there, that's something that you have to be crazy to do, and it's second nature to you, because obviously the cameras didn't even faze her. She's like, I got to get this booger. I got to get it. Ain't even playing around with it. You watch the video, you see she was like, it wasn't no, like, she played it off, like, scratching across her nose, whatnot. She stick the finger in there. I have to have it. I would suggest sunflower seeds. If you're not for sunflower seeds, you have to chew on some gum or something. Anyway, on the political tip, there's a Illinois man, Christopher Huckle. His name is Christopher Huckle. And that's a name for your ass right there. Huckle. Let me stop messing with his name. This dude was arrested at a Orlando Park Lovers Lane as he was walking around the store with a $48 sex toy stuffed in his pants. So when the officers arrived at the sex shop, because, the employee called, Hucko was leaving the store and allegedly had a large bulge in his pants. When the officer asked him, hey, are you still there, or are you just happy to see a cop? He allegedly confided that he had a tattoo of a cherry on his penis and asked if the officer wanted to see it. Now, I know for me, it's probably the reason why I'm not a cop. I'd have tasered him right there on the spot just because if you have, no homo. I'm not a homophobe, but if I don't ask to see it, don't offer. Tell me you got a cherry on your penis. I have to tase you because you have a cherry on your penis. It's like, who gets a tattoo of a cherry on their penis? No. It's just my ethics. If you have a cherry on your penis, I so happen to see it, or if you offer to show me the cherry on your penis, and I have a taser, I'm going to taser you. I just want to let you know that's how I'm feeling. That's how I'm living. I'm wild like that. I don't care. It doesn't matter. Yeah, I'm not playing with y'all. I'm not playing with anybody. Do not, and I repeat, do not ever, and it's not a threat, it's just, I'm calm with it. I like to think I'm calm with it. I would just do that, because, I take a stand, and my stance is, no cherries on your penis. Cherry tattoos on your penis means you get tasered by me. If you try to show me your penis and I'm a cop, I'm tasering you. It's just, that's how I'm living. Nothing against me. See, we have a caller. Caller, you're on the air. Welcome to Smooth Drama. How you doing? Hello? Caller going once. Caller going twice. Sold to the hang up on the caller. Alright. So yeah. Oh, and what made it bad, he also, when he got arrested, he gave his name as Obama is a criminal. Not that I care about Obama. I might be like third or fourth black dude to tell you that. Anyway. Hello. Welcome to Smooth Drama. Uh-oh. Is that who I think it is?
Might be.
All right. I think
I don't know who I am today.
We have a Miss Drama sighting.
Every day we have one.
Yeah, I was just shouting you out. I was just talking about, you know, we started off the show. As a matter of fact, so you know, it's our Sean Price Memorial tonight. Since he's gone, we're going to be all about Sean Price and the things that crazy people do also. I was just telling everybody that there was a guy who was trying to steal a vibrator, and he offered to show the officer. He told the officer, "I have a tattoo of a cherry on my penis. Do you want to see it?" And I said that if somebody does that to me, I'm just gonna taser him. I don't care.
He wanted to show him what?
He was stealing the vibrator. He had a vibrator in his pants. And so the officer, you know, the employee called police. Police show up. He was trying to get out. And he was like, I have a big penis. And I have a cherry on it. Do you want to see it?
A cherry.
A cherry on his penis.
So he's just a pervert.
He obviously didn't have one. He was just, you know, trying to throw the cop off. I would have tasered him. You know, you try
to...
Turn
him off or turn him on? I don't get it.
Yeah, that's why I say he's crazy.
I mean, it's odd how I never hear of this news that you hear of. You know?
I dig deep.
You what?
I dig deep.
You dig deep, bro.
I dig deep. You know?
I have to say that
a lot. I'm not half-stepping. I'm all the way in. Now, there was a guy who he is nasty because you know what a wet willy is? Yeah. So there's in Connecticut, there's a dude in the waiting room. He gets, you know, he spits on his hand and sticks his hand in the ear of a 4-year-old boy. I'm like,
that's gross.
Yeah, I was.
So, did he know the 4-year-old?
No. No. See, we're lucky that it wasn't you and your kid, because I can imagine what you'd have done if he had stuck his finger in the ear of your kid.
I mean, just. Anybody, it didn't have to be my kid, just in my presence. That's nasty. That's not even funny.
Yeah, it's unhygienic, all that. Yeah, I probably would still be beating on
you. So we didn't use to spit in our hand. I thought we just put our finger in our mouth and then did it.
That's the same thing.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's not? What's in your mouth?
It's the amount. We're talking quantity here.
Okay. Is there a measurable amount that's supposed to...
I mean, there is an acceptable amount. A wet willy is just putting your finger in your mouth, but if you're hopping and spitting into your hand, that's you doing overly aboard.
Okay. So you're saying that if you just stick your finger in your mouth and stick it in somebody's ear... It's alright, but if you, like, spit on it, it's unacceptable.
That's exactly what I'm saying. It's clearly a difference.
So technically, if I stick my finger in my mouth and I stick it in your ear, that's acceptable.
You got no nothing. You can't do shit.
No, hold on. I'm saying you.
No.
According to you.
But according to me, nothing is acceptable from you anymore. Nothing. You get no passes, no leeway.
We
live in Funk Town.
Oh, we in Funk Town now.
But anybody else, you know, if they just do a regular wet willy.
Everybody else can do a wet willy but me. Is that what you say?
Basically.
All right. So I'm going to ask, you know, some folks to give you a wet willy and see what happens.
You going to get somebody, guys?
What?
I mean, they can do it. They're not going to, you know.
I don't know.
I'm telling you.
Okay.
I'm writing it down for you.
You're writing it down for me. No wet willies.
Mm-hmm. None.
Okay. Well, I didn't plan on doing that. That's kind of nasty. I'm not really partial to earwax on my hand. I don't like my own. So I probably wouldn't be down with yours on my fingers. But that's just me. Now I'm a move on here. There's the last crazy guy of this segment here, Josh Merriman. He's a parachuter. The only difference is this dude had the parachute hooked directly into his flesh.
Okay, yeah. I've seen those kind of people.
Yeah, it's called a suspension.
Did he make it?
Well, yeah, he made it. See, but the thing, and he's the 11th person to try it, and I guess supposedly it's really, really painful because I almost passed out when I first read about it. When I read about it, I almost passed out. It was hurting my head thinking about it. He got 4 bolts bored into his upper back, which were then fastened shut. And then,
but just into his skin, right?
Well, yeah, the bolts are inside his back. And then the hooks for the parachute are attached to these bolts. And then after the jump, the hooks are removed and he's just bleeding afterwards. Now, he says he's not a masochist. But
he is.
I don't know. Sounds like a masochist to me. I'm sorry.
I mean, I didn't know our skin was that resilient.
Well, the bolts are inside his body.
Yeah, but only inside like his skin or his flesh, not in his bone.
Yeah. I'm agreeing. That's why I say this is the thing that crazy people do. Because you have to be crazy to attempt something like that.
I mean, yeah,
that's that was whoo. I mean, I've always been of the opinion that the flesh is weak. You know, the whole physical, the flesh is weak. So if the bolt comes loose, I mean, you done pulled half your back out, and you're falling to your death at the same time.
Right, but I mean, I guess that's the rush that y'all get.
Now, don't say y'all. Don't say y'all. Y'all is like inclusive. Like, yeah, I'm down with.
Yeah, I think I'm safe by saying that.
No, you're not safe by saying that. Yeah, I'm not ever getting bolts put inside my back and hooks for a parachute. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm all right. You know, and on that note, we're going to take a quick break here. And, of course, the because it's Sean Price, R.I.P. Of course, I'm going to go straight into one of my favorite Sean Prices. This is Shut the Fuck Up, Part 2.
I think that if you truly want to stop the violence, you look at someone who's violent, you pick up a baseball bat, and you beat it. Now, obviously, then the violence will stop.
You have to be strong, like, you got to pull that, go deep down inside you and pull that strength out, you know?
Yeah, I mean, and that,
unless you don't, then you are really wrong because you're putting other people at risk.
Yeah,
You know what I mean? You can't just think about yourself in a situation like that.
Yeah, that sounds good in the vacuum. But, you know, not everybody is strong. Not everybody. I mean, can you understand that?
Yes, we are.
No, because remember, he picked them because they were weak. Remember, rapists and molesters are predators. They have a certain type. They look for the weakness in the person. And so when they find the weakness, the defenseless people, that's what they prey on. So that, you got to take that into account also.
So you're saying that everybody who's molested or raped anything never reported because they're not strong enough?
No, people report it.
People who don't report it are selfish. You know what I'm saying? Not even just weak-minded or whatever, but selfish. Because if they're taking advantage of one person, they're going to take advantage of somebody else.
Okay. Well,
That's just like a kid. A kid is going to run and tell on you.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, I get it. Yeah, you might have been threatened or whatever, but whoever needs to dig down deep and take a real stand, you know what I mean? And if you don't, then that next victim, you are just as evil as a person is, you know what I mean? The person doing it.
Yeah, I'm not going to blame the victim. I ain't going to say that they're,
But we are victims. We're all victims, you know what I mean? It's awesome. It's always something.
I'm going to disagree with you there. Not with the victim part. I mean, I get that part. You know, we start talking about colonial imperialism, but that's a whole other of the colonial imperial power structure. That's a whole deeper conversation there. Capitalism at its finest. When we talk about this particular subject, in general, I'm not gonna say that all the women who have come out that it happened to, I'm not gonna say that it didn't. I'm just saying I get some of them who may have been afraid to come out and say it. And the fact that he did admit that he did drug women, date rape them, you know, that stands against him. He got no cash. He got no nothing in my book. He's a rapist. Period. He admitted that he did it.
That was his mistake. That's his dumb ass.
Okay, but that's rape. See, if I offer you a drink, you at the crib, I offer you a drink, and all of a sudden, wake up the next day and you don't know what happened and you're a little sore. I mean, you know, it's hearsay. Nah, you was consent. You don't know, but I raped you. I took advantage of you, as opposed to the whole, yeah, we chilling and it happens naturally. You get what I'm saying? He took that choice away from them. Now, if I take the choice away from you, that doesn't make you as bad as you're confused about what happened. You get what I'm saying?
Okay, so, I mean, I get what you're saying. So you're saying that they didn't know what happened, so they couldn't report it, but they're reporting it now. Like, I get what you're saying.
Well, okay.
They knew. If you go out with somebody, you wake up the next day and you don't remember nothing, then you know something happened. You can still go report it. You can go to the doctor. You can get a toxicology report. It's all kind of shit you can do. But if you just brush it up under the rug and don't wonder what or none of this, you know what I'm saying? You need to take responsibility for yourself.
Okay.
But people be worried about how they look and their image and, I was here, I was there.
Okay. See, but that's the thing. They're thinking about their career because remember, Bill Cosby is a powerful man in the industry, one. Two, once again, I throw the scenario out. You're at my house. I offer you a drink, you know, we drinking, hanging out, whatnot, and then all of a sudden you wake up the next morning. You don't know if you were consenting or not. You can't, I mean, see, because it comes out that...
You know if you consented or not.
No.
If you didn't consent, then you didn't consent. If there's a question about did I consent, then you didn't consent.
Okay, but see,
if you have to question that, if you have to question that, clearly there was you didn't give consent.
Okay.
Because even on a drunken night, you know what I'm saying, my stumbling and whatever, I know
yeah.
whether I was, you know what I mean, in charge
yeah,
of that.
Right,
like, so.
Yeah, but this is date rape, though.
I'm a franchise.
This is date
this
rape.
Is what I'm saying. Right. Years later, though, 20, 30, 40 years later, it's day rape. No, it's gone. And y'all really crying emotional. That's bullshit. And he should not have admitted that shit.
Yeah, but he admitted to it. So if you was questionable about it, and this is what I'm saying, you're questionable about it, but you don't know for sure. You're like, well, yeah, maybe it's just I got drunk and this shit happened. And you wrote it off, but then you find out, oh, he was date raping people? Then you're like, well, shit, that's what he did to me.
No, but you can't throw yourself in there, oh, just because I don't know if I didn't consent. No, you can't just throw yourself in there because he was date raping people. No, that's not fair.
Okay, but he admitted.
You know what I'm saying? Yours might have been a drunken night. You might have just been a drunk slut that night. He didn't probably have to use the GHB on you. You
okay.
know what I mean? But don't just throw yourself in there as a victim when you don't truly know if you're a fucking victim.
All right. We'll agree to disagree. I agree with some of what you're saying, but at the same time, I'm like, hey, you know, he's the one that was wrong. You know, some of them are out for money. I'm not going to say all of them it happened to. I mean, I don't know. Obviously, we weren't there. But at the end of the day, he admitted to doing it. So he admitted to doing it several times. So he's a serial rapist.
Yeah, which he never should have. He took that to the grave. Is there
okay.
a statute of limitations on that?
I don't know the law on that. And I mean, the fact that his lawyer comes out and starts talking about it's like, look, his old nasty ass did it. That's it. And it's a shame that
he needs a better representation. He needs a better lawyer.
Well, no, because he needs a woman lawyer for one, because you know it makes him look more human. Obviously, because it's rape, you know, you don't want to have a guy represent the guy. So, I mean, it's a political move. And so he stuck with what he's got. They have a strategy.
Well, that's just that.
Yeah. I mean, nothing's going to happen to him. It's not like this is an unknown. It's pretty known that from what's coming out, a lot of people knew he was doing it. But nobody didn't know that. They knew he had women around, but they didn't know that he was date raping women. Well, I'm not gonna say date rape. I'm just saying rape them. Offer you a drink, and then bam, he just wake up like, oh. So
that's really crazy.
So it makes you think that when somebody offers you that water or that drink at the house, hey, you want something to drink? Nah, I'm good. I'm good. Don't want to wake up. You know.
Right.
Yeah. Still indifferent. But you know, we gonna move on because I saw something that it was like this is the most gangster thing that I've heard this year. North Korea created their own. Time zone, they was like, you know what? They set their clocks back 30 minutes. They was like, fuck the rest of the world. We on our own time. That's
what?
Yeah. North Korea set their clocks back 30 minutes. they said they're on their own time. You know how everybody in the whole world, they got different time zones? They're like, you know what? Fuck y'all. We on our own time. We don't care.
That's a boss move.
Yeah. There's no more gangster than, you know, the rest of the world. I don't care what y'all doing. We on our time, not y'all.
That dude, he just sits around and thinks of stuff to do. He like a kid.
Nah, you know, I give Lil' Kim some credit.
Why, like, what's the fucking point of setting the time back 30 minutes?
I'm not on your
side. Of all of the world and all of the everything, what's the point? What the fuck is that doing?
Saying that we are individuals. Whatever y'all doing, we ain't down with it.
So that's the point of all of this shit and chaos going on. That's the point you're willing to go out of your way to make. That's stupid. That's childish.
I think it's gangster myself. I mean, because people talk about...
I think it's a waste of time to be setting the clock back 30 minutes. Like, that's the dumbest shit I ever heard.
Okay. It's a move saying that whatever y'all doing... and understand, it's challenging the power structure. You know, we've been under the imperial white
but
power.
But he is the power structure. You're challenging yourself?
No. He's not the power structure. We're talking about the world power structure. You know.
But he didn't change the world's time. He changed their time. And he's the only time that he can control. Only thing he can control is that little shit he got over there. So we don't control them. It's
all
nothing.
Right.
We don't control they nothing. So
we
don't give a fuck. That's why this didn't make real news, because nobody gives a fuck.
Oh no, it's real news.
It's not real news. It was reported, but it's not real news.
To me, it's symbolic to me.
We don't talk about what's news and shit to you, because the shit you come with is like. We just don't even question that or, you know, yeah. Your opinion is like slightly, you know.
Yeah, I'm different.
Yeah.
Can't be compared to them nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Big Daddy Kane, because they can't hang, word to the mother. London is, since we gonna agree to disagree on this, North Korea, you know, talk about being a boss. You don't.
He did that. Just further made me know that how they portrayed him in the movie, the interview. It has to hit the head on the nail.
Okay. Well, I've never watched it, and I'm guessing that they wouldn't say that to his face. Just say that, as you know, there's a lot of people. You can make a movie, and you know, when the dude's in your face, whatnot, you probably ain't quite as tough. A lot of tough guys on the internet, whatnot, but not tough face to face. But that's a subject for a whole other topic. I'm gonna go to Britain. Britain has a new thing. I guess they have what they call breathable booze. There's a bar called Alcoholic Architecture, and they use a humidifier to pump gin and tonic vapor into their places. Like, you know how they talk about you get the hot box, you know, smoking weed in the car or whatnot, and get into contact. That's what they do there.
I don't get it.
Oh, you get the gin and tonic vapor in the air, so you're like breathing in your alcohol.
Oh yeah, I saw that. I saw some people doing that on YouTube. I want to figure out how to do that. They said that's how you do it without getting the calories.
You want to do it so you don't get the calories?
That's the point of it.
Okay.
So your body don't, you know, that's for the rich people. That's how they do. That's they be knowing. I swear, they be knowing.
This is in Britain. This ain't rich folks. This is regular folks. You go into the basement, and you're handed a plastic poncho to prevent it from getting in your hair and your clothes, and then you're put into that little place in the bar. With the plastic strips, you walk in, you breathe, and bam.
So how they charging you per breath? How they charging you?
Well, I'm guessing it's just, you know, you get charged up front, and then you can just go in and get your...
Breathe all you want.
Yeah, saturated drunk on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it avoids the liver, and it goes straight to your brain. Now, obviously, there's some scientists who are like, hey, it's more intoxicating, and the intoxication is very rapid. So it's like you get drunk.
Yeah. When they did it on YouTube, they put it in a Porta drink, I think, in a Coke bottle or something, and pumped it up, and then they sucked the air out of it that way, and it was like instant. Yeah, that's probably the best way. You don't have to be all on in your stomach and just... We need to try that.
Oh, we need to try that. Are you gonna do it? You want me to film?
Yep, and then another reason, that's a good idea, because then nobody can put nothing in your drink. You can save yourself.
Okay. I'm confused on that part. Maybe...
That means nobody can put no, like Bill Cosby can't catch you slipping if you just breathing your drink in.
Yeah, but you're already slipping.
You're not slipping by having a few drinks.
Yeah, but see, that would, if you do that, the intoxicating vapor, you'll get drunk fast. It's sort of like if you, like, mix this, like, you know, there's some people who did it in the tampon where you put soak the tampon in the alcohol and then you put it in, it's like bam, you get that direct hit immediately. That's kind of what they're trying to get.
Where they put the tampon?
You know where they put the tampon.
And they butt?
I'm guessing in the butt or in your vaginal.
I'm thinking it would work going in your vagina.
Well, yeah, it actually does. It enters into your bloodstream real quick.
That's gross. And you're gross.
I'm not gross. I'm not doing it. This is
something. We don't know that. You sound like you've done it.
Yeah, no. I'm a never guy. I've never had a drink or a smoke. So, I'm good. I can talk about it, but I'm definitely not going to be about it.
I have,
as of yet, broken my virgin when it comes to imbibing, as they call it. So, yeah, no tampons for me. I'm an enterer, not an enteree.
That's interesting.
Yeah. It has its points. and on that note, I think we're going to take a break, you know, because that was just an image that I just didn't want to have. This is Sean Price, the Genesis of the Omega.
Get this out.
All lives matter, but in particular, you know what I mean, ours are the ones being just tossed to the side. So, I mean, to bring attention to that, I don't feel like it's silly. But, I mean, he's a black Republican, so what else can you say?
Well, he says that it's political correctness going amok. Because, you know, all lives matter. I mean, just because black people are disproportionately getting...
But that's not something for black people to say. A black person should never say that. You know what I mean? If there's a particular movement, clearly, you know what I mean, he knows the fucking reason why. So, you know what I mean? We're not... That's crazy. That is so crazy.
I would agree. But we like you said, we are talking about a black Republican trying to... make way with a white fan base. So it's like, hey, you know what? Black lives, you know, that's real silly. All lives matter.
I heard you talk about that.
Yeah, I didn't hear it. You know, I read it. I don't pay attention. I mean, he to me, he's just another one of those that they'll prop up. He'll come out and he'll say a whole bunch of stupid stuff. And that'll be it, cracking me up, as always, where they find these cats at.
I don't know where they find these guinea pigs at. That's crazy.
Well,
that's really crazy.
There are a lot of house Negroes. I mean, see, but I have a different, I've got a different interpretation of house Negroes, because I say Ben Carson is a house Negro. And I would say your gang member is a house Negro. You both doing the same thing. You hurt black folks. But, you know, these street dudes would say it's the exact opposite. I'm not a house Negro. But, I mean, you're a Klansman to me. You do what the Klan used to do. Roll into the hood and hurt people. I don't see no positivity that you bring to the table. But that's just me, you know. Because I think keeping it real is a little bit different than what these street cats understand. You're a house Negro. If you ain't bringing nothing good, you're a house Negro. But shout out to all the street dudes hustling in the struggle, bringing bad stuff to their neighborhood. Yeah, you're a hero. Malcolm X would be proud. Just like, you know, because when we talk about Black Lives Matter, I mean, Ben Carson said it, but then Bill O'Reilly came out and was like, Black Lives Matter movement is like the Gestapo. He said their message means nothing if they do these Gestapo tactics. And they lose all credibility, and the group is never going to be taken seriously. Now, for those who don't know, the Gestapo was the Nazi secret police. And I'm like, okay, people who want their lives to matter is totally different than the Nazi secret police who used to kill folks. I have yet to see the Black Lives Matter people get guns and shoot at police officers or anybody else who supports police officers who kill unarmed black people.
Right.
It's
a catch-22, you know what I mean? It's some parts of yeah, you know what I mean? But just because it's not as big of a movement, because it hasn't made any leeway right now, doesn't mean that it's not going to catch momentum. Y'all going to keep doing us wrong. It's not, you know what I mean? You think it's going to go on forever?
Well, I mean, that's the point. I mean, see, for me, you know, I support the Black Lives Matter movement. Obviously, I'm a black man. I think my life matters. I'm just like, hey.
Yeah, that's what I was told. That's how I was feeling. I had like my life mattered too.
Right, but I'm not just upset when white people kill black people. I'm upset when black people kill black people too. I'm saying that's why I was talking earlier about the black Klansmen. You know, these gangbangers. You know, dudes in the streets. Hustling, killing your own people. That's house Negroes. I mean, last time I checked, if you ain't doing nothing good, you're doing all bad. I mean, I know.
I mean, what's that point?
I mean, it's the only point. I don't see what good they bring. You ain't protecting nobody. I mean, it's just like the whole stop snitching movement. I mean, why wouldn't you snitch on them? They'll snitch on you. These ain't the Black Panthers that you're not snitching on. These are dudes that's going to rob your grandma when she go to the damn mailbox to get her check.
Right.
I'm like, yeah, nah, I'm going to snitch on y'all in a minute. I see you.
And it's not called snitching. It's called telling the truth. That's not even close to snitching.
Well, I mean, but, you know, according to them, that's what it is. And see, that's why I bring it back to, you know, when these guys talk about, oh, Black Lives Matter, and then they'll say, oh, well, the tactics, because we want to tell the world, hey, our lives matter. Because we have the nerve to be upset because you're killing unarmed people. I mean, how many of these shooters, and, you know, I don't hate to say it, but you say how many of these shooters who are white, they don't get shot.
Right. But the whole thing with that is that they are blatantly disrespecting our lives and everything because they are only supposed to use like force. So if somebody's coming at you unarmed, you can't go at them armed, you know what I mean? Like, and even go as far as to shoot somebody that has their hands up and just, it's so disrespectful. It's so disrespectful. But
I guess, you know, there was a white teen unarmed who was shot by the police.
Yeah. During a drug deal.
Well, he had a joint.
No, was it hit with him and another? He was in a car. Yeah, it was like, I said it was a drug deal. It was a drug deal, a lot older than him. Like, I really don't get what happened in that situation. Maybe he was, like, too black for them. Because he seemed like he was hood. You know what I mean?
Well, he was shot twice, and he had wounds that
were... They shot him in the head, though.
Yeah, 45 caliber handgun that he was shot by.
In the head, because they say he's trying to call him over. But there's clear evidence that the car was stopped. It really doesn't fucking matter what color you are. You're not saying you're not the police. You're not.
Well, but you see, here's the thing. I mean, just like the black woman who was, stopped and the police told her to put out the cigarette. She didn't. We all saw the video and whatnot. My thing is, you got to understand that this is not something new. Your life, I mean, you know, when the cops stop you, you can't be smart. Unless you're ready to shoot with them, you can't be smart. Because if you're smart, you know what's going to happen. Your life means nothing to them. If you haven't gotten it by now, I guess you'll never get it. But your life means nothing to them. So if you're trying to get flipped and thinking that it's going to fly, you're going to get what happened. I mean, it's sad. It's unfortunate that it happened. But you got to understand that they're looking at you like you're nothing to them. And if you want to live, and unless you're ready to when they come up, you're ready to shoot, you gotta take that tone out. I'm just saying.
Now, see, that's the thing I have a problem with.
Okay.
That's the part I have a problem with. Because it's only like that, you know what I mean? On the most part for us. But I swear we had, like, the freedom of speech, the right to say what we want, like, at least the right to defend ourselves, and you know what I mean. But
okay, but when has that been in effect for black folks? You name me that time.
Well, I thought it was in full effect.
Yeah, it was freedom of speech and all that other stuff, except for us. Remember, we was written in as property tax. You wasn't even the whole person. It take two of us to be one person. We was 3/5. So if we do our math, we get together, we're 6/5, so we're 1 1/5 of the person, me and you together.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't even 2 people. So, I mean, you understand it, that was how we were written into the laws of this country, how we were thought of. So, from inception, it was like that. Everybody's free except for y'all. You're going to be a slave. I don't see how. I mean, I'm shocked every time everybody's shocked by it. I keep saying it because I'm like, everybody's upset, and I'm like, hey, that's what they do. That's what's
mm-hmm.
all.
Right.
You can't be shocked by it. I mean, now if you want to work to change it, it can be changed, but it's not going to be changed by just talk.
Right.
We'll see what happens. Happier thoughts. Well, not happier thoughts, but there was you know, how I like to talk about science and how they do these studies. They crack me up. They did a study on men who masturbated and said that men had harder orgasms. You won't believe it. I know you wouldn't believe it. Men ejaculate faster and produce more higher quality sperm when they masturbate to a novel female stimulus. So
a what?
Basically, if they're watching videos of fine women that they find attractive, they will ejaculate faster and produce more because you didn't know that.
You say I didn't know that?
Yeah, it's obviously it took a scientific study to say that. Yeah, if men are fascinated by a woman in the porn, they'll go faster and produce more. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's an interesting study.
Yeah, it's a stupid study.
Basically.
Yeah, 21 men did it.
Well, thank you guys for your scientific research.
Yeah.
You know, helping the planet or whatnot.
Helping the planet. How would
you call it? Shit. I don't know what the hell it's supposed to do.
Well, I mean, but, you know, we talking about the same people who have done science, like putting a flashlight on a rat to make them have an erection. I'm like, do we really need some of these scientific experiments? I'm saying, Ms. Drama, we're in the wrong line of work. We should be doing something.
Basically.
I mean, if you can get, I mean, because they're getting hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars to, like, watch people ejaculate.
Now, I'm not watching nobody. I'm not going that far.
So
That's a fine line between
science
and whatever the hell else that is. That's something called something else.
You're saying that if you had a $1 million grant, you wouldn't do it.
All that money's not going to me.
Well, yeah, it kind of is.
No, some of that money's going toward the research and the facility and all that other kind of shit. All that money will trickle down. I'm going to get something. But am I going to get enough to sit there and watch some people? No. You know what I mean?
Well, hold on.
I think that's actually worth some money. I've had somebody offer to pay me for that. And I'm like, no. That's no. Hell no.
Somebody was going to pay you to watch them ejaculate?
Right. But I'm like, that's not fun for me. I mean, there's some strange people in the world.
Yeah. I'm just saying that if somebody offers $1 million to your practice to do this scientific research, you couldn't do it.
I probably would not do it.
You get to pick the subjects?
That's even worse. Like, what kind of shit is this? So, like I said, we're overstepping the line of science.
How you feel?
You know what I mean?
You're doing a scientific study. How are you overstepping?
Okay.
I'm
can go, I can take you. So you mean to tell me? No, I'm not even going to go there. Okay, science. Science is science.
Let's go.
That is like, that's not science. Just because you're collecting data and shit like that, that doesn't excuse what it is. It's really...
It's scientific. Yeah, you pick subjects and they volunteer, well, most of them, they they volunteer. You can pay them like $50. I mean, you talking about you're going to pay them to do what they was going to do anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people watch porn for free. So you're basically collecting the data. Okay, if when they watch this, they ejaculated more. I mean, obviously there's a scientific part because you have to measure how much they
See?
Got.
See? Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
How much sperm did they produce without the porn as opposed to with the porn? There's science involved.
Kudos to them. We didn't ever do none of that in science class. Why we didn't do that in science class in school?
I don't think that...
Because it's out of line.
Yeah,
you know?
We're talking about adults. You're in school, you're talking about it as a kid. Come on now, you can't do no ejaculation study in high school. Come on, get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
But in college...
Well, okay, so we can talk high school and up, you know, but still, it's not science.
Why not?
Because it's not.
It is
science. It's voyeurism. It's masturbation and voyeurism.
No,
together.
No. Well, you are collecting the data, though. There's a difference. If you're collecting the data and you're writing the report, that's science. It might not be
you
science.
Sound like one of them. Shut up.
No.
You sound like one of them.
It might not be science that you're interested in, but it's still science nonetheless. I'm just saying, I'm devil's advocate. You know me.
Yeah, okay.
You don't think so?
You and your science. Hey, it's up to you. That's you. You know? That's
well, you know, they have science where they talk about it's another one where they say how poverty.
Hey, here you go.
Hey, hold on. Yeah, I haven't even heard it yet. They said U.S. scientists have confirmed that lead exposure, you know, from gasoline caused mental stability, right? You remember that. But now they did science where they say there's a toxin in the environment that actually alters children's developmental biology. And they're looking at poverty. Poverty stunts kids' brain development.
I believe it.
Okay. Now, here's the thing. They say, do poor children score lower on tests because of brain changes caused by deprivations of poverty? Or do, you know, children have smaller brains than children who grow up in more comfortable circumstances?
They didn't figure it out?
Well, yeah.
They doing all these tests and studies. Y'all watching these niggas jack off. Y'all didn't figure out the true cause of it?
Well, see, here's my thing. I mean, poverty has nothing to do with learning. If you're eating and you have a comfortable place to live, I mean, see, because it's apples and oranges. See, because for me, you know, recently I was in Jamaica, and you see how poor people really live. I mean, see, because people be talking about, oh, the hood and all this other stuff. But, yeah, we living in paradise as compared to some other parts of the country. Our poor is rich to them, middle class to them, bordering on well-to-do. See, because they, you know, when you talk about they living in, like, put-together sheds, whatnot, there's a different level of poor. You know, dude, talk about the ghetto, whatnot. Ghetto is a middle-class neighborhood. When I saw what I saw. So it's a perspective. So, you know, and I get it because relative to how some people here in the United States who are weller off, you look at it like, man, we doing horrible. But, I mean, if you eating every day, I mean, I don't see you as poor if you got cable. You know, if you got cable and, you know, you got all this designer stuff, are you poor?
I mean, poor is it? I don't know.
It's a relative term. I mean, because, like I said, you know, there'll be a whole lot, yeah, we struggling, man, we poor. I mean, but, you know, they got gold teeth, earrings.
I mean, they poor. I mean, that doesn't mean that you got money, especially
okay.
when you're wasting it on the wrong stuff.
Right, but see, that's priorities. I mean, that's what I'm saying. You know, poor is different to me. When you look at how you see others, because like I said, I'm riding down the coast of Jamaica, and you get into them cities, and you're like, damn. Yeah, we ain't poor. That's what I'm saying. We not poor. I mean, yeah, there's some people who, I mean, because you're poor when there's nothing to rob. I mean, we can go in 7-Eleven and snatch and grab. We got something to eat for the night. Ain't no place to snatch and grab there. If you're still in there, you got to be ready. Because you're going against somebody who's just as poor and hungry as you. You got to be ready.
I mean, you're supposed to think rich anyway. You poor, I mean, I get it. Like, it's differences in the poor. Like, I get what you're saying, Jamaica and over here. But it don't matter. It's like, even if somebody gave you some money, you would still be poor.
I mean, it's what you do with your money. You know, if you're trying to live like your oppressor, then yeah, you're poor. That's the bottom line. Are you trying to live like your oppressor? Then yeah, you're poor. Because your oppressor is living a certain way. They have a certain standard
right.
of living. I'm not trying to live like my oppressor. I don't care about it. It's not my thing. I don't think I'm ever gonna. I wouldn't be poor, destitute, broke, because that stuff that's supposedly important, I don't care about. If I was rich, my life wouldn't change because I would still be into the same thing. I don't have, quote-unquote, expensive habits.
I do.
Yeah. Just saying. It's a perspective. I don't care about none of that stuff. And see, now, you know, they talking about doing these studies and brain growth and all this other stuff, talking about poverty. Look, just because you don't eat escargot don't mean that you can't learn. You know, caviar, I mean, all that nasty shit, man. I'm not eating snails, I'm not eating fish eggs. I mean, you look at these supposedly high quality restaurants, they give them little ass plates. I'm like, we grew up poor, we didn't know my mom was a great cook. So, whatever we ate was delicious. So I'm like, are we poor?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's just. But I do want to change the subject here because, you know, I like to. I don't want to be all sad. I was gonna say there's an opportunity out here, and this goes out to all the black women gold diggers out there. And other groupies, there's an opportunity out there. Huge opportunity. Tiger Woods, y'all know who he is. Tiger Woods has not been doing well lately. I think most of y'all know. I'm saying that you know, Tiger Woods needs some black Kool-Aid. like not groupies, give it a shot. Maybe I know it's hard work talking about you got to switch up. As you know, the NBA ball players' routines, whatnot, and trying to catch up to Tiger, what might be hard. I mean, but the man loves to have sex. I mean, we've heard about how Tiger was out there. Tiger has a huge appetite. But he has huge sexual desires. I'm saying, hey, black gold diggers, get your game face right. You might be able to cop you a billionaire if you put it on him right. You know, because when you look at Tiger, he don't have that, this is a bad pun. He don't have that eye of the tiger anymore. He don't have that, remember I used to be Tiger walk out and everybody's like, oh, shit, we've lost already. Tiger don't have that no more. So, I'm saying, you know what? Go ahead, hook him up. Tiger needs something. Because he's not old. He ain't over the hill or nothing. It just, you know, he don't have no confidence. And I'm saying, maybe, I'm just putting it out there in the atmosphere, you know, for you groupies, whatnot. If you can't catch up to, Tiger's available. I think Tiger can be had. You throw some of that twerk booty on him, you twerk it, work it, put the game down, flip it, and reverse it. You get him. I'm telling you, Tiger can be had. The right booty. And, of course, your head game going to have to be right, too. And, you don't necessarily have to be... I'm not saying that you would change up, but at least try to be a little presentable in public, at least, so that he can bring you around. You know, you ain't, acting silly, looking silly, whatnot. I'm just saying. Just give it a thought. I'm thinking Tiger would be open. You can get him. On that note, I think I'm gonna take my last break before I go. And this is Sean Price. This is affectionately bye bye.
Remember, we just talked on the ball.
together you've got smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right, that was, of course, Sean Price featuring Buckshot. Bye bye. As always, it's nothing like a shout out to the ills. I mean, it's sad. 43 years old, died in his sleep. Young, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what he was on, or heart failure, whatnot. I mean, none of that stuff matters. I mean, I know it matters for some folks. They won't know all the details. I just know one of my favorite rappers is gone. And it's sad, but he left a sizable catalog and, you know, good memories. If you love hardcore hip hop, you will, of course, love Sean Price. Because he kept it real. And on that note, I want to thank everybody for listening. Shout out to my co-host, Ms. Drama. I am, of course, this is F the N Word. This is another Smooth Drama production. Holla at y'all next week. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drummer.